Blog Talk Radio.
Swing it back in their favor. They did some bad things a couple of years ago, and then okay, that was a good one, Dove. I gotta give y'all credit.
Yeah,
that was really good. That you know about them and their campaigns, right?
I did not know about them or their campaign.
Well, for those of you who are a little on the young side, like our baby Ginger, Dove years ago went out and hired real women, curvy, you know, freckled, whatever have you, for their beauty campaign, and put them up on billboards everywhere and said, you know, these are real women and they use our products and you're a real woman, all that good, you know, women empowering stuff. And then a couple of years later, they put out a call for models and they got the fancy cutesy people, and, you know, of course, a lot of women were like, hey.
Where the hell did we go?
What the hell happened? So,
don't look like me.
Yeah, those chicks don't look like me. And they look like some women, but they don't represent all women. Because I don't want to be mad at you skinny types. It's not your fault, you're thin, or, you know, you have whatever you have that may or may not be pleasing to the eye. You are who you are. But people were pissed at Dove for a long time, and they kind of disappeared off the scene. And they came back. They got a new campaign, and it's gorgeous. Brought tears to my eyes. Mainly because I didn't see it coming. Usually I can pick it out when I look at the commercial, so I'm, you know, they get me emotional, but I don't cry. But I actually cried. That was so so touching. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's up on our Facebook page, Dove Real Beauty Sketches. And this is for not just our girl gamers, but all of our women out there. Some of you happen by and aren't gamers, I've found out. So we love you too.
Hey, you know, if you hang around, we will turn you into gamers.
Yep, you're just a gamer and don't know it yet.
Exactly.
To our comic book girls, our comic book geeky girls, or if you like, whatever you like, doing CPA, you like doing accounting, you're still a gamer. We still embrace you. Ah, man. Okay, that thing we did last night got out of hand. I have at least 15 more people that have sent me websites about corsets that are geeky corsets.
Really? They sent you messages about them?
Yes, I have. I don't have any pictures of it, but this is a rumor I heard. Some website, I wish I could find it real quick because I have a ton of emails this morning, but there's apparently somebody is working on an Iron Man corset that glows like his, yeah.
Oh my God.
Man, I was like, wow.
We're going to need three of them?
We need five or six.
Wow.
So I was like, I got to see that. And whoever this is takes custom orders. If I manage to get a hold of them, then we'll post it up on the site. If you, because a lot of you really liked that show last night. Who knew? Who knew? I know where it is. I just got to look through here. I'll post up a link. We'll harass them, see if we can't get them to put up something. Give us something to show off. Maybe a sneak peek of the Iron Man one, because I think I would like to have that. With the glowy thing in the middle by
the
chest?
Oh, yeah, that'd be hot. That'd be amazing.
I'd be all kinds of cute. Look, I'm still looking for the email while I'm talking. I'm stalling for time because that was one of the coolest things that stood out to me, one of the emails. Okay, it's...
Pro Baptist people,
oh,
there's
going
to be a separate circle in hell for you. I swear to God, it's just... I'm not even all that religious, and you people make me want to just throw a fit. What's wrong with you? They're going to picket the funerals of those dead by the Boston bomb.
Oh, they're going to do what to it? You know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. All right. Well.
Because okay, God sent the bombs in fury over gay marriage.
Okay. It's Mayfair Moon, for those of you. Mayfair Moon. And I actually saw one of their courses last night. And I may have mistakenly called it the corsetry one. But it's Mayfair Moon that's making a Iron Man one. They also have for our English.
Do you have a link so that I can put that up?
Oh, yes. Why, yes, I do. This is kind of a bleeding over from last night.
Gimme.
Yeah, that one. I didn't see any Iron Man up there, but I do like the glowy one. It's a TARDIS. TARDIS, those of you who
TARDIS! Oh my god, TARDIS.
You Doctor Who fans will be excited about that one. I haven't started watching Doctor Who.
Oh my god. Can I blow it? Oh, I can make them bigger. Yeah. Oh, and it lights up. Look. Oh my god.
Ma'am, it lights up. I hear they do goth, they do weddings, they do Ren Fair, they pretty much do everything. So that's another one. So you got your corset trick.
I know.
Bigger
on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes, if you missed our show last night, you missed out on some of the other courses and stuff we were showing. But I had to do this one when I saw that they're working on the Iron Man one. It's not up there yet, but when it's up, Mayfair Moon, we'd like to talk to you. Possibly
know,
get
right?
some samples. See, you can test it out on all of us. We are varying, you know, varying shapes here at Gamernatrix and Gamer Girls Radio. So you could say, you know, you just want to test them out. I'm the small boob. These other two got two different kind of big boobs. And we can work this out. We can work this out.
We got some boobs. We got boobs. Lots of boobs.
Yeah, that one there is short with big boobs. And then we got the Snow, who is the giant, believe it or not, of us, the tallest of us.
The screwdriver! Oh, my God.
She's going nuts. All right. So I know y'all came for some
Sonic news. Screwdriver. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at it. Oh, and it works! Oh, God.
I told you, we might get us to find some hotness around here every now and again, every now and again. All right, so, wait a minute, we're going to do some news. Time for some news, Ginger. We got
news, news, that is what they came for, isn't it? All right, well, let me find the story to go with this. Here we go. Since I was already on the topic of Westboro Baptist Church, I may even try to turn it up a little bit. There we go. Gamer X answers tough Westboro Baptist Church questions about games. Organizers of Gamer X, the upcoming gaming and geek lifestyle convention with a focus on the LGBTQ culture, have taken a recent Westboro Baptist Church attack video and turned it into an advertisement for the event. The WBC video is kind of amusing in that it asks a series of amusing questions about the sexuality of various video game characters. But instead of launching an attack at WBC, organizers of GamerX decided to answer the WBC members' amusing questions. All right, so what do these questions include? What color is Master Chief's bathrobe? And does he wear his bathrobe in his barracks? Did Mrs. Pac-Man leave Pac-Man for the pink ghost, and is Pinky even female? Just how fabulous is Sonic's jewelry and ring collection? You know Sonic's jewelry and ring collection is just totally fabulous. Fantabulous, even.
Bling,
Mario...
bling, baby, bling, bling.
Yeah. Are Mario and Luigi brothers, or just bros? Gay bros, this is?
Got a bromance going on.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. All right, so GamerX takes place on August 3rd and 4th in San Francisco. I really, really, really wish I could go to this.
You know what? I am of the mind that I think that Sonic is a pimp, and I think Tails... Sorry, I had to go there.
It's right there.
He's always catching jewelry. He's got Tails running behind him, you know, to help him get the jewelry. You know, it's kind of a beep, better have my money. Tails, I'm just saying.
All right, so if you want to get involved with Gamer Connect or GamerCon, GamerX, there we go. Or if you want to go find out more, you can you can check out over at GamerConnect.com, GamerConnect.com. WBC plans to picket the event with signs explaining that God hates gays.
You know what I find funny? I've been thinking about.
Somebody pay me a ticket, and I'm going to stand across from them with a great big sign that says, "You are stupid."
If you can read this sign, you're stupid. I like it.
Gays are fantastic on one side, you are stupid on the other.
Here's what I find hilarious. Talking to someone the other day who is an Elvis fan, and they were like, you know, my time period, we didn't have all this gay stuff going on, and Elvis was around. And I had to kindly point out to them, have you ever listened to the lyrics to Jailhouse Rock?
Mm.
Hey, let me point out to you, jails are not co-ed.
No.
Number 47 said to number 3, why, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. Really?
Yeah.
I sure would be delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out. I'm not saying Elvis was gay. Not that we would care if he was. It just makes him hotter. but you all need to stop with the back in the day, we had good singers and we didn't have all this gay stuff going on. Yes, you did,
but
Elvis.
Back
just,
in the day, they weren't allowed to talk about that they were gay, or you people would try to kill them because of your ignorance.
Exactly. And Elvis, for all we know, he may have been bisexual. I'm just saying. You all need to stop with the time thing, with the times were different then. No, I'm happy with the time we live in, that we're actually gay people are actually able to stand up and fight for themselves. Got you back. Don't worry about it. But yeah, I wish I could go to this too. This is going to be funny to watch. Another one. Oh, I saw somebody else talking about this. Was a old TV show. May have been. It may have actually been The Wizard of Oz. There's a whole bunch of. I'm sorry. It's not The Wizard of Oz. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the one elf that's with Rudolph through the whole show. Have you ever seen that? The little animated one?
Yes, yes. I'm trying to think of.
Remember the elf that's with him and he's like, he didn't want to be.
Cornelius? No.
Yes. Cornelius is his name.
No.
Cornelius
no.
is the other guy. Yeah. But you know who I'm talking about.
Rodney?
Clearly.
Rodney?
Maybe it was Rodney. Clearly, he's gay. He didn't want to do. He didn't want to make toys. He wanted to make clothes. Wasn't it clothes? And it's not the clothes that makes him gay. It's the race.
No. He wanted to be a dentist.
Dentist, that's right. But he clearly.
I think his name was Rodney.
It might have been Rodney. Clearly, clearly Rodney, his sexuality may have been in question. He wasn't interested in the girl elves, remember? Not at all. He just wanted to do teeth.
Exactly.
While Rudolph, his whole thing was Clarice. Anyway.
Secret Service intercepts mail containing a suspicious substance. Attached to the president.
Whatever. Y'all.
Stop it. Stop it.
Leave our prayers alone. All right. More news. Wait a minute. I have. What happened to my news? I had the most interesting story. Ah, yes. As y'all saw, I posted on Twitter right before the show. We were going to be telling you about this. Yeah, 50 more developers are out holding the signs. We'll code for food in India. 50 jobs at EA are gone.
Wow.
In India. A former employee of the studio detailed the numbers while EA would not confirm the figures, but instead issued a statement, quote, air quote, discussing restructures to MCV India. And they said EA is sharpening its focus. I like this one. Sharpening its focus to provide games for new platforms and mobile. You just fired everybody in mobile. How are you going to? I'm just saying. In some cases, this involves reducing team sizes as we evolve into a more efficient organization. They said these are difficult decisions to let go of good people who have made important contributions to EA. And whenever possible, we retrain or relocate employees to new roles. Remember we heard this, they said that last time. You only need to stop trotting that out. No, you don't. EA is in the process of a painful downsizing. This week is announced the closure of multiple Playfish Facebook games, which Joe and I were talking about on Facebook yesterday, or might have been last night, following the departure of Playfish co-founder Christian Segrestel. Did I say that? Segrestel? Yeah, in February. The highest profile departure from EA in recent months, of course, has been that of John Riccitiello, who was a CEO, and he left the company after a period of wins and losses, i.e., SimCity tanked, I'm out. While the company has advanced successfully into mobile and tablet gaming, according to GI.biz, its Star Wars MMO is regarded as a failure, and the company's relationships with consumers is at an all-time low. Yeah, no. EA India is a mobile-focused studio based in Hyderabad. Interesting name for its place. The closures will be another blow to the region following game loss, shuttering of its studio in the city with the loss of over 200 jobs from them. EA, if you all would just go back to your roots, you would probably do a lot better. You used to be community-oriented. You used to, you know, we didn't have a big-ass sim store for you to buy everything from. Some things you actually gave away for free. You let players help, you know, mod things. This is actually, it works. It still works. It's not outdated. It actually works. That's why companies are now giving away game engines with their things. Modding
engines. Game engines? Oh, no!
They give it to the players and they say, here, go build stuff. Because when people, some of us that like to build stuff, we help perpetuate your game. Because people are like, oh, it's something new. Somebody made this. I'll play it. You're not helping the community. You're not supporting them. They're not supporting you back. And now you're having to fire people. and they're shutting down Playfish, and I have a personal stake in that. One of our alum works at Playfish, and now he's out of a job.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
I'm not going to say his name. Cause
Playfish, stop it. Playfish, stop it.
Well, they had no choice. And I was all proud of him and stuff. Well, I'm still proud of him. He did good. He left us and he did well. But I'm hoping you find someplace else to go. I'll endorse you. EA did you wrong, but I got your back, boy. I got your back.
Yes.
Pour some coffee out on the ground for you because you ain't here. I'm sorry. I've had too much coffee this morning, y'all.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. But I was trying to save a picture. There we go. All right. So for my next story. My next story, I got to find the story to go with it. There we go. Okay. I think. Do I have it up? Nope, I don't have it up. There we go. Yay! Disruptor Beam, the Boston-based game company that brings together fan communities and online games, announces that Game of Thrones Ascent is now available to PC gamers via the Kongregate platform. Yeah.
I was not. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to spend some time with Game of Thrones next week.
The first two were not so meh for me, but once you got past the first two episodes, I was hooked. I was so hooked. The open beta launch of Game of Thrones Ascent has gone extremely well on Facebook, with around 500,000 installs in less than 2 months, says John Radoff, CEO and founder of Disruptor Beam. We've listened to player feedback and recognize that many Games of Thrones and strategy game fans are looking to play beyond Facebook, so we're very excited to provide yet another way to enjoy our game. Each week during the Season 3 of the TV series, Disruptor Beam releases new quests, in-game items, and more, allowing players to live out the storyline and the show in-game. New content updates will go live in both Facebook and Kongregate simultaneously, including this week's update, Episode 3, Walk of Punishment, which includes dozens of new quests and adventures from Episode 3, two new competitive alliance challenges, partake in a grand tourney in the marches, or race across Essos against the Ancient Guild of Spicers, and thirdly, new items are now available in the shop, including the Royal Ledger's valuable prisoner, wolf-shaped bread, and a very handy blade, the chopper! Get to the chopper! Anyways, all right, so this is the Game of Thrones Ascent. It's on Facebook, and it's on Kongregate. It is free to play, and I may be checking this out on Facebook in just a little bit. And no, I don't want to change my color scheme. Stop it!
All right. Didn't just throw up that trailer there.
Throw it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get in so I can stop being the uncool kid. I'm upset that I lost two shows this year. I lost one. Oh, by the way, Fallen Skies is coming back, and I'm hoping they get a game. And I want to know why there's no Supernatural game. What's wrong with you people at WB? That game is begging. I mean, that show is begging to be a game. You give me the chance to play as a hunter, and I can kind of have Sam and Dean run in every now and again, and then if I unlock a level, I can play as them. I don't really want to play as them. I want to be with them. And I need a romance with one or both of them. Yeah.
Yes.
Throw that in there.
Yes.
I'm just saying, WB, pay attention. All right, the next one Ginger has thrown up there for you is a little game we've been talking about called Mars Warlogs. Yeah, narrated by the CEO of Spider Studios, Jehan Russo. Yes, it's a woman. The video that you are watching shows some new gameplay sequences and tells you more about the game and its origins. Yes. It tells you how the game came about, the developers. She's French. Mm-hmm. Yes, she gives you a few details about this is Red Mars, which is an RPG, and it's a fully fledged RPG where they says your choices actually affect the story, and they wanted to give you total freedom so you can face the consequences of your decisions through that dialogue and through choosing your skills and whatever behavior you have towards the people that are rolling with you in battle. They said, for example, slaying human opponents after a battle will be an advantageous source of income, but will make many people wary of working with you. I love it. And, of course, this was developed by Spider Studios for your Xbox, your PlayStation, your PC. And it is a brand new IP. Sci-fi role-playing game. Has a wide variant of quests, tactical dynamic combat, extensive character specialization through different skill trees, and a complete crafting system, which we told you about. I'm thinking that's all kinds of hot. It takes you to the red planet, Mars, after a catastrophe that threw the planet and its colonists into chaos. Water has become the most precious resource on the arid planet, and few companies fighting a perpetual war for its control.
Gun to the face, baby!
Right. Again, this is pretty much Total Recall if it was a game. If you never saw the movie, don't watch it if you're going to play the game, or watch it before you play the game. I don't know. Well, that monster is not in Total Recall, so it's probably not exactly like it. But the premise, that's the premise of the movie, premise of the game. I wish they'd given us a girl. Of course, the crafting system is saying that it's going to let you create and modify equipment so you can maintain your edge over the enemy. So you might have a fully, just, you know, you can go all out. Kind of like Dead Island. Dead Island's crafting system is pretty epic. If you've never played it, good God, the stuff you can put together. I had a baseball bat with barbed wire. That was my favorite weapon. I would mess some zombies up with that until it would break, of course. Then I have to go find more barbed wire. But, yeah, I love a game that gives me a good crafting system because I can put together some of the craziest weapons, things that don't look like they go together.
That's true, man.
Yes. Now, this game won't be out. What is saying? May, maybe? Did they say May? Can y'all give me a release date? Yeah, May. So you have a few weeks before you can go and pick it up. And again, it'll be out pretty much on every platform except for Wii U. I don't know why they shunned the Wii U. Duh. That was probably the most excellent one. I can get up and move around. But it'll be on Xbox, PlayStation, PC, whichever one of those you like. No Ouya, though.
No Ouya. Ouya, you are SOL. Sorry, Ouya.
Yes. Now, you can also check out this trailer on our website and some screenshots. There's some. The game is beautiful. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. Taking advantage of all that good stuff, the good processing power that they still have. There's one of the screenshots that's a close-up of, I'm assuming she's a bad guy, but it is absolutely just mind-blowing. I can tell it's not real, but at the same time, there's an extraordinary amount of detail. Even the eyelashes are just, whoa.
Hot, very hot, very hot.
So
all right,
go and check those out.
Yay! All right, what have we got pulled up now? I've got... There we go. I'm going to talk to you about Christopher Ferguson. Yay, we told you about this a little bit yesterday. Christopher Ferguson calls New Jersey arcade game bill waste of taxpayer resources. Yeah, I figure we're not going to hear the end of this just yet. They stirred up a, I wouldn't say a hornet's nest because most people realize that this bill was kind of stupid. Responding to a bill proposed by New Jersey State Assemblywoman Linda Stender that would ban mature-rated games from use in public spaces, Christopher Ferguson, a professor of psychology at Texas A&M, told NBC that the bill is a typical waste of taxpayer money that capitalizes on a national tragedy to support a war against culture. It's the typical waste of taxpayer money, an effort that capitalizes on a national tragedy to support a culture of war agenda, says Christopher Ferguson, a professor of psychology at Texas A&M, who has researched and written extensively about the impact of violent video games on their players. He said of Stender's plan in an email to NBC News, "I think it's simply an effort to make a public show of doing something. Skirting Brown versus EMA by focusing on publicly owned outlets as opposed to private businesses." Ferguson also had his doubts that the bill is based on any real scientific research, noting that the research has not changed in the last few months. He also acknowledged that because the ESRB doesn't rate arcade games, which Corey pointed out yesterday, it makes the space an easy target for lawmakers. "I suspect the issue with the public accommodation is one of public spaces being directly under the control of the state, as opposed to the local Best Buy or GameStop, and thus the state may be given more leeway to control what's on its property than what is being sold in private businesses. This, I think, is a riff of the various Supreme Court cases where Brown versus EMA video games were afforded First Amendment protections, but in Fox versus FCC, the court kind of whiffed and said maybe the government could regulate its own broadcast airwaves. That's why explicit sex, nudity, and profanity is a no-go on broadcast. That is publicly owned airwaves, but anything goes on privately owned cable channels." Closes by joking about the continued existence of arcade games and arcades by saying, "My first thought was, people still go to arcades?" Yeah, I'm kind of with them. Most arcades in the malls and whatnot that I go to nowadays, there's nobody ever there.
You know what's funny? You know where I see a lot of people when there's those arcade cabinets? Ironically, Guitar Hero.
Yes, yes. And Well, I can't say I never see anybody in an arcade. The arcades that I see that are full and jam-packed are the ones where they serve pizza.
Word. You are so right.
If there's like a little pizza outlet right there with it, oh, man, that place is packed.
You put pizza and a Guitar Hero thing, I see just kids just going nuts. They love it. They will stand around and spin up all their quarters on Guitar Hero. So I think Harmonix, you missed the boat on that one.
A little bit.
You should have teamed up with Pizza Hut and be like, play 5 songs and get a free pizza from Pizza Hut. Order something. You could have done something else just to pull it out or get a free song from us if you order pizza. Something. Not all was lost. All right. Ginger, throw them up for
me. It is up.
All right. This is from my favorite. Ginger hasn't played their games yet. My favorite mobile developer, our independent and mobile games developer, Chilingo. Yes, this is not my favorite game, of course. A new one. They've announced that they're collaborating with Los Angeles-based interactive entertainment developer Music Mastermind to publish its upcoming music creation game called Zyga on the App Store. Zyga is the game that turns music lovers into hit makers. In Zyga, anyone can create studio-quality music and share it with the world. You can make a new song, mash up world-famous songs such as Paparazzi, Fire Burning, or classics such as Miss Jackson and You Really Got Me, or combine elements of both to create music that is uniquely yours. Chilingo is working closely with Music Mastermind to deliver an exceptional music-making experience for mobile devices. That's from Mr. Ed Rumley, who's the COO at Chilingo. Says our dedicated team of publishing experts is advising on the game to ensure that players receive the best experience possible with Zyga. It said there is not a better publisher than Chilingo to launch with. I have to agree. They are absolutely awesome at Chilingo. Their vast distribution network and their expertise in bringing great games to the market will be the key to getting Zyga into the hands of players worldwide. Said Matt Smith, there you go, Matt, CEO of Music Mastermind. He says we poured our hearts into making Zyga not just a game, but a new way for people to experience the joy of music, and we cannot wait to share it with the world. Zyga is slated to be released from its confines come this summer. You can find more information or details about it at chilingo.com, or you can go to zygamusic.com, as you see Ginger has up there, and sign up to be notified whenever they're ready to go. I have one concern with this little app. If I go through and create all this and you're saying it's uniquely mine, what if you decide to take it there, Music Mastermind, and put it on the radio? Am I going to get a cut of that money?
That is true. If it goes on the radio, I better be getting a cut.
Yeah, you'd be like, this is a sick remix. I think we're going to go ahead and put this up. Wait a minute. Okay.
And that is mine. I better be getting 10 cents. 10 cents for every replay.
Right?
All right.
I'll take 2.
I know, right?
I'm greedy. Well, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'll take 10 cents. Every radio station who plays at 10 cents, that's going to add up. All right. Connect 2 Media delivers Run Style Hit Run Mummy Run on mobile devices around the globe. Leading mobile game publisher Connect 2 Media announces the release of its new title, Run Mummy Run, for mobile devices. Available on Android, BlackBerry, and featured phones, this title will appeal to auto-running game fans looking for new, exciting challenges. In Run Mummy Run, players control a terrified mummy trying to find its way back to the Pharaoh's tomb. The mummy needs to collect coins as it jumps, slides, and runs to escape the treasure hunters while avoiding multiple obstacles. They won't let the mummy live as they're scared of the famous Pharaoh curse. The mummy runs through 3 amazing Egyptian environments that have 6 different difficulty levels each. Multiple power-ups help the player to survive and unblock 10 diverse achievements. With impressive graphics, 2 gaming modes, story, and survival packed into a creepy crawly theme, the game guarantees loads of running fun. Yay! It is out this week on major carriers, gaming portals, and across key app stores. And did they say it was free? They have not mentioned if it's free for certain or not, so I don't know, folks, but I happen to know that those games are usually a lot of fun.
They are, to occupy you for a little short period of time.
Yeah.
I like the whole run mummy run thing. I think that's cute.
Yes.
And I feel
bad for the
mummy. Run, mummy.
Poor mummy. Run.
Run, you poor thing. Oh, so sweet.
Poor mummy.
Good mummy. That's a good mummy. Yes, you are. She's a good mummy. All right. Apparently, Epic and NVIDIA are now dating. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yay!
You heard it here first.
Wow, wow.
That's Bob Chicka Wow Wow. Epic Games announced that NVIDIA is now exclusively using its breakthrough Unreal Engine 4, UE4, to create product presentations. The reveal of the company's initiative came during the announcement of NVIDIA's highly anticipated Project Shield portable gaming device, which we told you about during CES this year, which featured a Unreal Engine 4 powered rendering of Shield's full-size console-grade controller and Tegra 4 GPU. Oh, it is so sexy. NVIDIA heavily relied on Unreal Matinee's cinematic system to create a fly-through video, which has provided the world's first glimpse of Project Shield, which we actually showed you a while ago. It was played again during their CES keynote, and I don't have the video now or we'd be showing it to you, and it's just dropped in my mailbox. I didn't have time to grab it from anywhere. So this is the first time that NVIDIA engineers have used a third-party game engine instead of their own internal engine for visual product demonstrations. And they said, as a long-established Unreal Engine partner, we understand the sheer power that Unreal Engine 4 puts into the developer's hands. That's from Tomi Tomasi, who is the Senior Vice President of Content and Technology at NVIDIA. He says, we immediately took the opportunity to utilize UE's high-end graphics features and incredible workflow to showcase our graphics hardware is pushing the industry forward. I don't know about all that now. NVIDIA always has the cutting edge, and we're thrilled to be part of their awesome Project Shield introduction. It says these visuals their team are producing using Unreal Engine 4 in real time are fantastic. That's Mark Rain, who's the vice president and co-founder of Epic Games. He says, and they're already exceeding some of the best pre-rendered visuals for only a few short years ago. Wow, I am not sure about what, I don't know what NVIDIA is doing there, but it looks kind of interesting when we showed you the video, and I do like their little controller. It actually has speakers on it, which is hot. Why did nobody ever think to put speakers on the controller?
I know, somebody should do it. Well, they might get converted by the hands, and we all know gamers, we're all sitting there eating munchies. Those speakers would get dirty quick.
Well, where they are is not in a place where you would be touching, which makes sense. All you think about it, your Xbox controller, you don't really touch around that top area. You know, you have your control, you have your trigger there, but that's about as close as you come. But there's a whole top area of real estate where it just says Xbox at the top. So that's where they put the speakers, someplace where your hands don't really go. I don't know why nobody thought to do it, or at least put it on the front part or something. I don't know. But
I kind of like that idea.
I like that idea. I like, especially with the feedback and the noise, you could do some crazy stuff, which Nintendo is known for doing. You could do some crazy stuff with speakers on the on your controller. You know, you have sounds coming from the controller, but not the TV. Man, a good scary game could, like Bioshock, could really do some frightening things with that. I'm not touching Bioshock, by the way, y'all. Me and Baby Natrix stood outside the Red Box for 15 minutes where she was trying to convince me, and I said, do you remember the nurse? And she says, okay, yeah, no, I remember. Let's not do that. Have you played Bioshock? Have you seen that nurse?
I have not. I want to, though.
That crazy nurse, man. Nothing like having a nurse come running at you with a scalpel. This is not right. It's not right.
That does sound kind of creepy. I had to think about that for a second. That sounds kind of creepy. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to have to agree.
Yes.
Anybody chasing me with a scalpel, kind of creepy.
I didn't say chasing you. I said you are minding your own business, and she comes out of nowhere yelling at you. And at first you see nurse, so you think she's coming to help you. But you realize she has a scalpel, and she's screaming stuff at you, so she's going to cut you.
Don't cut me.
Run.
No. All right, I'm going to do... All right. I'm just doing a couple of stories here. A couple of stories. Because I'm not sure if I can run the two together. We'll see. Seven Stories Press to bring Minecraft book to America. Oh, yes, Corey. Baby Natrix is going to need this. Book publisher Seven Stories Press announced today that the English language version of the book about independent game Minecraft and its creator Marcus Notch Person at the end of the year. The book is called Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Person and the Game That Changed Everything. It was written by Swedish journalist Linus Larsson and Daniel Goldberg, with the English translation being handled by Jennifer Hawkins. The book is based on exclusive interviews and research from the two authors, who had unprecedented access to Notch, and present an intimate look into his past and the gaming landscape in Sweden around the world over the past 10 years. The film rights to the book have been sold, and production is scheduled to begin later this year. Really? Really, y'all are going to make a movie of this? Okay, y'all are quickly, very, very, very quickly taking a game that I love and put it right up there with that one I'm not going to mention.
Angry Birds?
Oh, shit. That's horrible. Seven Stories also announced that it's partnering with Mojang to crowdsource photos of Minecraft creations from players to be included in a full-color photo insert in the upcoming book. Wow. The fourth annual Minecraft convention, MineCon, will be held somewhere in the U.S. this year. Somewhere, we don't know where yet. And Linus Larsson and Daniel Goldberg will be there signing copies of the book. They also hold a book tour to Chicago and New York following the conference. All right, so the book's coming out November 5th in the United States. No, do not turn this into Angry Birds. Damn it, I like this game. Don't do it. All right, that one was, All right, so I'm going to go on into this one. Just going to go because Angry Birds makes me angry. Civil liberties groups send CISPA opposition letter to members of Congress. 34 civil liberty groups have signed onto a letter urging lawmakers in the House of Representatives to vote against the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, that's CISPA. It's coming up for a vote either today or tomorrow. Oh, please don't pass. Please don't pass. Please don't pass. The letter lays out the collective group's continued opposition to the bill after a secret markup hearing last week was held and amendments put forward that would have added privacy protections for Americans were soundly rejected by hearing members. Without privacy protections in place, these groups, some in tech community and the citizenry of the Internet, will largely oppose this bill. Likely, this bill will pass like it did last year, but the controlling party at the moment seems to have learned nothing from CISPA. Instead of crafting thoughtful legislation that takes into account the rights of Americans, CISPA unravels years of privacy protections in the name of security. Oh, yes, there are air quotes there. And it gives corporations blanket immunity from litigation related to any information they might share with the government. Further, it removes the need for the government to seek the approval of a court to gather such information. This is bull honky. Bull honky. I can't say what I want during the day. Darn it.
Bull honky.
Bull honky.
All right, what exactly did it say?
It says, Dear Representative, earlier this year, many of our organizations wrote to state our opposition to H.R. 624, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act of 2013, CISPA. We write today to express our continued opposition to this bill following its markup by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, HPSCI. Although some amendments were adopted in markup to improve the bill's privacy safeguards, these amendments were woefully inadequate to cure the civil liberties threats posed by this bill. In particular, we remain gravely concerned that despite the amendments, this bill will allow companies that hold very sensitive and very personal information to liberally share it with the government, including with military agencies. Scary stuff, people. CISPA creates an exception to all privacy laws to permit companies to share our information with each other and with the government in the name of cybersecurity. Although a carefully crafted information sharing program that strictly limits the information to be shared and includes robust privacy safeguards could be an effective approach to cybersecurity, CISPA lacks such protections for individual rights. CISPA's information sharing regime allows the transfer of vast amounts of data, including sensitive information like internet records or the content of emails, to an agency in the government, including military and intelligence agencies like the National Security Agency or the Department of Defense Cyber Command. Oh, my God, this goes on and on and on and on. In closing, we continue to oppose CISPA and encourage you to vote no. Sincerely, Access, Advocacy for Principled Action in Government, and so on and on. Reddit's here, Politics Hacks, Mozilla, Daily KOS, The Constitution Project, Center for Rights, BreadPig.com, never heard of them, Amicus, American Civil Liberties Union, lots of people signed this. People, we need to get our voices heard.
Indeed, ma'am.
If this gets approved, I mean, the president says he's going to shoot this down if it gets across his desk. And I'm hoping he's not lying to us, because if you're lying to us, you're lying to us?
If he's lying to us, your children have no hope of ever becoming president, nor your wife. You know, you can't pull a Hillary.
No, but children do have grand hope of having a chip inserted in their hand so they can be scanned.
Ooh.
How's that?
This is true.
You know
All right.
We're going.
Yeah, I know this is where we're going. On one hand, that sounds nice, and on the other hand, no, stop it. Have y'all seen that movie? What's the old one? Oh, God.
Something Run.
No, it's not The Run. It's the one, Demolition Man. Yeah, Chips in the Hand.
No, I'm not seeing that one.
Yeah, you got to watch that one. A lot of our
a lot of our technology, iPad, the Skype, all that stuff, yeah, all in there.
Logan's Run.
Logan's
Run. That's what I was thinking of. And that's one where they have the chips in the hands, they have to kill themselves at a certain age or whatnot.
Ew. Yeah, we're not, I don't want that. Stop it.
It's population control.
You know what's funny? Okay, you say that, and then people that are old that do want to kill themselves are like, you know, I'm in pain. I just, you want to end it. Oh, we can't let you do that. That's against the law. Y'all need to make up y'all's effing minds. Do you want us to die or do you not want us to die? Or do you just want to pick, you know, at your leisure? Okay. Anyway, I got to play some music for this next one because I was all kinds of excited. I went up in the high register when I heard this. Let me just play that out there.
Yay!
Yay, guess what's out, 3DS people? I don't have one, but I'm tempted to get one. Something's got to be sold because Nintendo Direct has announced a new Zelda for your 3DS.
Aww.
And it's going to be set in the world of The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. And the game is, well, it's not out for a while yet. It's not going to be out until the holiday seasons. So they said you all should be very excited to hear. There's also a new game in the Yoshi's Island series also being developed for 3DS. And after 20 years, Earthbound is finally returning to North America. The game is scheduled for release this year on a virtual console, the Wii U Home Console. So excited. Okay, so they have a couple of other new things going on, not just the Legend of Zelda series. Again, you do get that one. And the original A Link to the Past came out, just to give you all a heads up, 1992 for Super NES. Yeah, and now they're saying they're going to make use of the 3DS capabilities and allow Link to become a drawing, more than a drawing moving along walls. A 3D video of the game is now available. If you have a 3DS already in the Nintendo eShop for Nintendo 3DS, and again, out later this holiday season, you also have Yoshi's Island, the third installment of the beloved franchise, is coming on to 3DS. Yoshi and Baby Mario are also going to be back with fluttering jumps, ground pounds, and egg throws, plus a host of new actions that use the unique features of 3DS. More details about the game and launch later. They haven't given it to us. You also have your dream team back, Mario and Luigi. This
Yay!
One's gonna take
red
place on
green, baby, red and green.
That's right, the red and the green. Toss up your gang signs. Do the L or the M? Which one are you? Okay, so the game takes place on a mysterious island.
L, because I don't think I can do the M.
Yes, you can. You put the three fingers and you put it over the thumb. Yeah. Okay, so.
Three fingers and you put it.
Yeah, you hold them up like you're making the, you know, three, and then you loop them over your thumb. You know, kind of like a weird fist. Okay, so Yoshi and... Wait a minute, I'll jump back. Okay, so this one takes place on Mysterious Island. And challenges Mario to go between the real world and Luigi's dreams to rescue Princess Peach again. Okay, not going to fly, y'all. But if you do like that sort of thing, it's going to be available in stores and in the Nintendo eShop August the 11th, right at the end of summer, so you can calm those kids down. Guess what else is coming back?
What's coming back?
Donkey Kong Country in 3D. That's right. The handheld update of the Smash Hit for Wii is going to add 8 new stages, and you can enjoy after you completed the main game, as well as a new mode optimized for your handheld play and new item mechanics. The game is supposed to launch May 24th, so you don't have long to wait for that one. You also have, Nintendo just came out with a bunch of crap today. You got Mario and Donkey Kong minis on the move on the Nintendo eShop. And this is the one I've been waiting on, and I'm so sorry. I got till June 9th before y'all lose me. Animal Crossing New Leaf. It's a hardware bundle. It's coming with the 3DS XL. It's going to have new designs from the Animal Crossing New Leaf. Comes pre-installed with a new game, which will be launched on June 9th. And get this, y'all. Comes for the lovely price of $2.19 for all of it. So you get your Nintendo 3DS, your Animal Crossing all together. Oh, got to have it.
Hotness right there.
Oh, man, that one I got to have. Got to start gathering up the jewelry. Something got to go. All right, you also have Mario Golf World Tour is coming back to your 3DS. The Legend of Zelda not only has that one game, it's got two. So you got Legend of Zelda, Oracle of the Ages, and Oracle of Seasons. Will be available for the first time since they came out on the Game Boy Color in 2001. It was originally developed by Capcom, so you get that one on May 30th. Yeah, launching from the eShop. They got another game, Mario Party's coming out again. Party like it's the Year of Luigi, because that's what it is. It's coming out this winter. Mario Party series, you get. They said they're going to add something like 30-floor tower climb to the Mario Party, AR card games, and street pass battles, which I like. I like when I can just challenge somebody on the street, just walk up to you, be like, what? Put your 3DS out. Let's do this. But anyway, you also have Bravely Default. This is a new role-playing game coming from Square Enix,
and they said it has a new reward twist. You can skip a turn in a battle to do more damage in later turns, and the game includes AR functions, multiple endings, unique wireless features, and they've partnered with Square Enix to publish it here in North America, but that's not until next year. You won't get that one. More Professor Layton for you people that love that game, and a lot of you do. I have not played it. I hear it's awesome. I'm going to have to get into that one, too. But you get that one also next year. Nintendo put it down today, right?
Nintendo they did.
Shop Trio Level 5. They have a symbol of a collection of Japan's top developers. Yeah, to headed for the Nintendo eShop and the 3DS, the Starship Damari. Yeah, remember that game, Katamari Damacy, you all were crazy about? Yeah, this is the Starship Damari. You also have Attack of the Friday Monsters, a Tokyo Tale, and Mega Man, for those of you who like that. Well, it's actually the Bugs versus Tank from Mega Man. You have Shin Megami Tensei 4, which is going to be coming out this July from Atlas. They make some interesting games sometimes. For the Wii U, are y'all ready for this one? Earthbound. I did mention this. Earthbound. This is the original one. Came out in 1995. You have your new Super Luigi U, not Super Mario Brothers, but Super Luigi U. Got 82 stages coming at you from there. They do say those of you who have a Wii U, be aware there's a system update coming next week to get ready for these games. You have Game and Wario coming with the uses of Wii U pad. They said some kind of unique way that they're not going to tell you about. You just have to get it and see. That's going to be June 23rd. Pikmin 3 is coming out for the Wii U. Monster Hunter 3, an ultimate update to the game that's already out. Supposed to enable off-TV play using the Wii U gamepad and allows you people from the North America and the Europe to play with each other. You can join each other's online games. Hot, right?
That is hot.
You can check that out on their channel. They said if you want to see what that looks like. They want you to remember, because I love Nintendo for this, Wii U and Nintendo 3DS do have parental controls that let you manage the content that the kids can access. If you're not sure how, they said please drop by Nintendo.com/Wii U or /3DS and learn how to turn those on and off so you can keep the little people from looking at the 3D porn, because it's out there. It's out there somewhere. That was a lot of stuff, right, Nintendo?
Yeah, definitely.
And I got a couple of screenshots up on our site of the new Zelda if you want to see what it's going to look like. It is so old school. Ooh, so old school. That's like Legend of Zelda from back in the day. Top down, people, top down.
I'm going to have to see this.
Top down. Not just top down, but top down from the view. See, some of you are so dirty.
Yes, some of you are definitely dirty. All right, so I have to mention this just in passing really quick before I jump to my next story. They are looking at making a launch site here in Texas for, like, rockets, for, like, the new space shuttles, whatnot. Anyways, I thought that was kind of cool. I had to mention it.
We already have that. It's called NASA down there in Clear Lake that you all abandoned. I'm still mad that they gave the space shuttle to people in California. Hello?
I know.
Houston, we have a problem. It's iconic. It should be here.
I'm with you. I am with you. All right, let me find the story that goes with this one. There we go. Am I sharing? No, I'm not sharing my screen. Hold on. Where's my screen? Software. There we go. Yay! All right. Vanguard Princess on the online game service. Ego Manga is excited to announce they have launched the fighting game Vanguard Princess on the online game service. Vanguard Princess on the online game service enables gamers to instantly play the fighting game across multiple devices, such as TV, Mac, PC, Android, tablets, and smartphones. Vanguard Princess is a 2D fighting game that features an all-female cast, each with their own unique fighting style. Choose from 10 girls with unique fighting skills and pair them with a younger assistant, partner, to form an unstoppable team against other teams of women warriors. I have to say, these girls don't really have much on, and I'm not too much of a fan of that. Vanguard Princess is a great addition to the online service and features a unique twist on the traditional 2D fighting genre. This is coming from Kevin Keating, OnLive's head of publisher relations. A free trial of Vanguard Princess is available now on the OnLive game service. The full game is also available for purchase or as part of OnLive's playback subscription, which includes access to 200-plus games. OnLive brings to gamers instant on-demand gameplay from a rapidly growing library of the latest high-performance console class titles, as well as exclusive social features such as worldwide massive spectating and brag clip videos with a full group of voice and text chat. Yay! Anyways, this is Vanguard Princess. I think, yeah, there's a free trial. Not sure what the actual game's going to cost you. But, yeah. Yay!
Oh, are we ready for that?
Yeah.
Ready for mine?
Yeah.
All right, Telltale Games sent this over. They would like us to tell you greetings, game humans.
Game humans.
They sent over a trailer to unlock the showcase video detailing the in-game, cross-game, and platform unlocks you'll find when playing on Telltale's games Poker Night 2, which is going to launch later this month. Winning is good, but what good is being pockets, McMoney bags here if you can't show off your imaginary wealth? In-game unlocks prizes where you can deck the entire inventory and themes of your choosing. Portal, Borderlands, The Venture Brothers, Army of Darkness, and Sam & Max, so you can rub your winnings in the losers' faces. In-game unlocks are fine and dandy, but how about you show off your elite pokering skills in other games and other places? Depending on the game system you're playing on, you can win and unlock cool stuff for your Borderlands 2 consoles and PCs, Team Fortress 2, Steam only, of course, and Avatar items for your Xbox 360. And how about some sweet, sweet, complete, exclusive PlayStation 3 themes? Yeah, you can only get them for PlayStation. Telltale Games Poker Night 2 will be released late April on your PlayStation Network, PC, and Xbox Live Marketplace, if you can find it, and other systems. They said it will be announced later. Poker Night 2 is rated M for mature, suggestive themes, strong language, simulated gambling, and use of tobacco by the ESRB. Somebody is smoking a cigar up in there or something. You can also go by their Facebook page or their official website, telltalegames.com, and also follow them on Twitter, at Telltale Games. And I'm going to see if they will give us one to give away. If you don't know who Telltale Games is, they're the one who won all these awards for the Walking Dead game that they created. Absolutely flipping awesome.
Yes, I love Telltale Games. Telltale Games is just amazing.
By the way, I would like to congratulate Ginger because she got married yesterday in my game, my village.
Oh, I was going to say, wait, what? Did I miss this one?
Yes, you got married, and you and your husband decided to stay in my village, and he has this huge, ginormous beard. You cannot see the bottom of his chin. It is hilarious, but you were very...
I did change my allegiance in the SL yesterday. My last name is now Cumberbatch, if anybody knows.
Yes, which confused me. That confused me greatly, because I saw your name pop up. I was like, who the hell is Ginger Cumberbatch? I got somebody crazy on my list again. Then I looked, oh, it's you. Okay.
Cumberbatch. God, he's hot. I can't help it. Oh.
Who is hot?
Oh, crap, what is his first name? I can't think of his first name. Anyways, he plays, oh, good God.
Is it the Doctor Who guy you guys were
No. And I'm sleepy. I see his face. Dr. Watson and,
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. He plays Sherlock Holmes on the new TV series.
Oh, really? I'll have to look that up.
Yes. He's so hot. So hot.
He's hotter than Robert Downey.
Benedict Cumberbatch. I'm going to try and find you pictures. I think he's hotter, but that's just me. But
oh, how dare you, Ginger.
I think
Robert Downey
hot.
is okay. I'm going to have to see this guy.
He's got like this whole crazy.
Were you about to say gimpy eye? Because that's not cute.
No, not gimpy eye. He's just and. You'd have to watch the TV show to understand why I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is hot.
No, he can't have a gimpy eye and be hot. I'm just saying.
No. I think he's hot, though. He's very, very, very serious, very.
All right. Wait a minute.
We got 7 minutes. So my turn.
It was just your turn.
Yeah. Was it? Did I just do one? No, I didn't. You just did one. And I, interrupted with Cumberbatch.
No, I congratulated you on your wedding, but that's okay. I don't have a story ready, so go. All right.
Monster Blade.
No, ma'am. I need you not to sing about it. No.
Why not? Come on.
Don't sing about it. No.
There we go. Monster Blade, having recently passed the 25 million download mark worldwide, a leading mobile games developer, Newbee, announced the release of their latest title, Monster Blade. Fully developed in its Singapore studio, Monster Blade features high-quality 3D art and intuitive touch gameplay that is easily picked up but challenging to master. That is easily picked up but challenging to master. In Monster Blade, players embark on sacred hunts to defeat corrupted dragons and beasts. They engage in action-packed battles with monsters that can turn players into stone, blast fireballs from the air, burrow underground, and summon lightning storms. Those sound like some badass monsters, just saying. Slayers are customizable with over 400 uniquely designed items, with some rare weapons, and able to summon over 400 uniquely designed... able to summon dragons that fight alongside its owner. When facing stronger monsters, players can call upon their friends to aid them in battle with powerful assist skills. Kenneth Pan, producer at Newbie, says, "We created a world with these epic monsters and an impressive arsenal of tools to slay them with. I'm really excited, and I hope players enjoy the unique battles that Monster Blade has to offer. We place great focus on making the game engaging, with lots of monsters to defeat, tons of equipment to collect, and secret skills to unlock. Getting your friends to hunt together is also really interesting, as the items they equip affect the benefits you receive in battle." Yay! It is free-to-play, and it's on the Google Play Store right now. It's called Monster Blade. Look kind of interesting, sort of.
Look, I'm like, I am not for sure that I,
That you like that one?
I'm really not. I'm just kind of going, I think I'm out. I'm kind of out on all those games is what it is. I'm just like, they become easy to beat, I guess. Apparently, I'm about to start following FIFA because everybody else is playing. I want to be one of the cool kids, so I got to watch Game of Thrones.
Everybody's playing that damn game.
Yes, FIFA 14. I said 14. Let me repeat that one more time. 14. EA just sent this over. And it was not even the UK EA, believe it or not. This came from the US. I'm shocked. They've unveiled some innovations, they say, to the greatest sports game on the planet, and apparently it is, that will enable fans to experience the emotion of scoring great goals when playing EA Sports FIFA 14 on your PlayStation 3 or your Xbox or your PC. Innovations to the franchise's award-winning gameplay will make FIFA 14 the complete matchday experience, introducing features that inspire fans to build play through midfield, dictate the tempo of a match, and create rewarding opportunities. Great matches are achieved through measured build-up and incredible finishing. A new feature in FIFA 14 called Pure Shot and a brand new ball physics system will transform shooting, making every shot attempt feel real. And when players connect with the perfect strike, feel exhilarating. David Rutter, who's a producer, executive producer for FIFA 14, says that it will play the way great matches are contested, with build-up through midfield tension throughout the match as the chases are created and incredible finishing opportunities in FIFA 14 reward great goals and look stunning. Okay, so they got Pure Shot, they got real ball physics, they got Protect the Ball, which will allow you to fend off the players from the ball while dribbling at any speed. Teammate intelligence also has been improved on both sides of the ball. New decision-making logic delivers tighter, smarter marking and improved running track. And if it's like Madden cheating, sprint dribble turns, variable dribble. Man, that glitch has been in there since forever. I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about it to the day I pick it up and I try to pass to my receiver and the opposing team doesn't slide underneath it instead. And when I say slide, guys, I mean, he doesn't run over really fast. It literally just stops and slides across the field. He's frozen and then he catches it and they go, interception. What? You can't do that to a girl from football country. Anyway, if you want to check out FIFA, which I got to see what it's all about. Maybe I'll grab it or something over the weekend if I can and try to play. I do kind of like football. I like to look at the guys like David Beckham, most definitely.
Well, hell, who doesn't like looking at David Beckham?
I just don't want him to talk. Beckham, just don't talk. Move, pose, take the shirt off, don't talk. Don't say anything. His voice just ruins.
Off, bend you. Turn you.
Beckham, don't talk.
Leg right there. Yes. Leg just like so.
Yes. What? I done raised her wrong.
Yeah, or raised me right. Whatever,
right? I might have raised you right. Yeah, exactly right. All right. It be time for us to go. Are you ready?
It is. It be time for us to GTFO, yo.
All right, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. Somebody's always watching. And if you get a chance to chime in on CISPA in any kind of way that can sway the decision in our favor, please do.
Radio. Mario!